Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gone. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, little Heartland rock and roll bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship, wrapping up the week here at the Insperity Championship. Been here all week long, except yesterday I was in Cleveland, but I'm back now in Woodlands, Texas, where the Insperity Championship is going to kick off today, the first day of the Champions Tour tournament, the Insperity Championship, where they celebrate golf and small business at the same time. Where else would I be, ladies and gentlemen? And this is my 10th consecutive year to broadcast from here. It's the 10th tournament. I've been here every year, and it's a personal point of honor for me and pride, too, to be able to do this. And one of the great people I've met along the way, a great small business owner and one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet, is my good friend Paul Lester, president and founder of Paul Lester Photography. And if there's anything important going on in golf, Paul, or maybe one of his employees, is photographing it from there, and he's back here. We're going to get him to share some ideas with us. Paul Lester, thanks again for hanging out with us. How many employees you got now?
Well, right now, Jim, we have 5 photographers, 2 people in the staff that work in the office, and thank gosh for them, because you know I'm on the road so much, and now with the text and with the emails and all those things, thank gosh I can stay on top of it, because you know what I've learned, and you know through you and reading your books too, and knowing you and helping me out, because every day we learn something new, and you have to stay on top of it. There's no doubt. Every day you have to be on top of it, and I learn, you know, and I tell my people, you know, perfection is something that we're never going to really, really do. We're going to get close, but excellence we can do. And, of course, I learned that from you, and I love that one.
Well, I appreciate that. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, you know, sometimes, like we all have, maybe 4 or 5 jobs in a row. Sometimes I do, and they're week-long jobs, and believe me, no matter what we do, you know, sometimes you're out of gas by the end of the job, and you know, but when you better show up at that next job, you have better be excited. You better be pumped up, and you better be ready to go, because the people that you're going to the next job, they have worked on their deal for a year. Right when that last one ended, because my jobs are year, they come, you know, every year, like the Insperity. Boom. They worked on that. The minute that last ends, the next day, they're starting the next year. When I show up, no matter if I just finished Augusta National, which I just finished, I've had a few days off, but barely. And when I show up here, I better not be dragging and saying, you know, hey, wow, they don't care. You know, they don't want to know what you did before. They may want to know, but they don't care about that, how tough it is. They want you to show up and be re-excited. And
that's what professionals do, isn't it?
I agree. I think that's the most important thing, because, and of course, I have, you know, I take pictures of people. I'm real lucky. I take pictures of people when they're having fun. Most of my life, that's what I do. Now, when they're out there playing golf, they're not having fun. You know, they enjoy what they do, but they're doing that's their job, you know. So there you have to. But for the most part, the evening events, the pro-ams, those type of things, the member guest tournaments, you know, they're having a good time, the people. So I'm very lucky. I always tell people, you know, I work when other people aren't working. You know, they're having a good time. So I have a little advantage there. I don't really have to, you know, put up with people. I don't see them when they're wearing a 3-piece suit. I see them when they're usually in their golf clothing. I always say the toughest decision they have to make is if they're going to hit a 6 or a 7 iron. but the business end of it, I have to do all that as well. You know, I have to pay to State Board of Equalization. I have to do all this and that. But thank gosh I do have the people that keep me in line But the bottom line is me. I can't blame somebody. Yeah, I can't blame somebody else if by some chance, you know, oh my goodness, we were supposed to have a photographer at such and such a job. And I call up and I go, you know, are we there? Because frankly, I might have, you know, missed a step on that one and forgot to really go over it. Well, thank gosh the people that work with me know about it. Oh, yeah, we're there. We got it handled. Thank goodness. But the bottom line is me. And if something's a mess up, the person that owns the business.
It's on you because you're, for one thing, your name is on the company. Your name is there on the company. And I, Paul, let me see what you think about this. I've been telling my audience for a long time that the hardest job in the world is being the CEO of a small business. What do you think?
Right. I agree. I think maybe I shouldn't have put my name on there. No, only kidding. I could have been, you know, ABC golf photographer.
Someday you feel like that, I know.
No, yeah, there's no hiding when your name is on the business. There's no hiding, that's for sure. They know who you are, but no, you're right. I don't really think it's ever been very hard. I think it's been a little intense. You better keep a clear mind. You better not be doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and I, thank gosh, don't do many of it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but while I'm working many times, you know, come on, you know, have a wine, have a drink, and you know, I'm like, no, it's probably a better idea that I don't.
I gotta take a quick break. Can you stay another segment with me? You got time?
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Stand by, Paul. Paul Lester, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with me after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Paul Lester Photography is his name of his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.